Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. So, how do you like it? For years we've been hearing about the virtues of socialism. Now it's in action. We're living under a socialist administration. No, it's not pure socialism yet, but we're fast-tracked toward getting there. And naturally, they continue to call themselves the Democratic Party, not the Socialist Party. Democratic. Right. Sure. They're about as democratic as King Henry VIII at a marriage enrichment seminar. But the man who takes a great deal of credit for pushing them that direction is Senator Bernie Sanders, who ran in the last two presidential elections. He proudly espouses socialism and is, in fact, a self-proclaimed democratic socialist. Yeah, let's hear it for Bernie. Good old Bernie, the rich need to pay their fair share, Sanders. I remember a few years ago when he was interviewed by Fox News. It wasn't a bad interview, as interviews go these days. Credit at least goes to Fox for asking real questions. Questions beyond, tell us, Senator, tell us what you really think of Donald Trump. Would you compare him more to Hitler or to Nero? Instead, they pointed out that he, too, is a millionaire. When Bernie explained that this was only because of royalties from his best-selling book, they nevertheless mentioned that under our tax law, he is allowed to pay as much as he wants. Why then, if the Trump taxes were giving too big of a break to the wealthy, did he not just personally pay more? Well, as politicians always do when they are cornered by a real honest-to-goodness question, Bernie quickly changed the subject, probably hoping nobody would notice that he was changing the subject, deflected toward Trump, and asked when his tax returns will be turned over so we can see what he paid. One question I wished Fox had asked, Mr. Sanders, whatever the president did or did not pay in taxes, he takes no salary as president. Have you done likewise as a senator? Would that not bring you as a rich man more personally toward the goal of paying your fair share? This is Bob Siegel, making the obvious obvious.